Welcome to another episode of Titan PI TV, where we're looking at the inside workings of an operational investigation agency. Today, we're at Derby, but Titan does have 9 offices from London to Manchester. So we today are going to look at corporate investigations. As an investigation agency, the nature of our work is covert. So generally, we aren't able to discuss cases that we deal with. However, we have been given express permission to discuss this and sanitize this by our client. So usually we would not discuss this and we would not divulge information which we gain through our operations. Corporate theft. Corporate theft costs the UK on average £190 million a year. It's a massive problem and Titan can help you with that. So the scenario I want to discuss today, or the example which we have recently uncovered, was a company. It was a line painting company, a national company, who go out and do government contracts and private contracts painting roads. They were experiencing, on a frequency of every 2 to 3 weeks, a ton of line painting material going missing, and they believed it was an internal theft. So we spoke with the company, we worked with them, gave them an investigation plan which was agreed, and we were then sanctioned to do 2 to 3 weeks operational deployments to identify who the perpetrator of the internal theft was. So initially, we do recce of the address, so we're familiar with the surroundings. We can create an operational briefing or an operational order for the 2 operatives, surveillance operatives, which were assigned to this deployment. So day 1 and 2, we are watching this compound, of which will remain anonymous, and the area. The 2 operatives are getting familiar with their surroundings. They are getting familiar with comings and goings. They're getting familiar with faces, employees, their vehicles. So we've been watching this address for some time during operational hours. And then one Saturday, when no one is meant to be at the compound, one of the employees who we've seen on previous days arrives. He's not wearing his usual PPE. He's dressed casually. And he opens the compound gates, gets on the forklift truck, and starts moving towards the front of the compound a ton of line painting material on a pallet. So we start to get excited at this point. No one should be there. And we've got stock which is being moved potentially to where it's going to be loaded onto another vehicle. Lo and behold, 5 minutes later, a rival line painting company arrives in a line painting lorry, and the employee loads the ton of this material onto the back of their lorry. We observe an evidence through gaining video evidence, which is pretty much irrefutable. We see £300 being handed over. Now, this ton costs £1,100 plus VAT, so it's an absolute bargain. So the employee who is committing the theft receives £300. It is then loaded on, as I said, to the lorry, and the lorry is away. Previously, we've spoken about the attributes of a surveillance operative. And one of the main ones, or the first one we discussed in another episode, is flexibility. This is where operatives have to be flexible, because we have to think outside the box. We now need to follow the stolen material. So we're swapping from watching a compound and having our subjects there who are the employees, to now being flexible and following covertly the 2 people who are also involved in this theft. So the operatives follow the lorry away, and it goes to a local council estate. The 2 operatives who are on the lorry, they start line painting this council estate. So they're obviously working for a county council and are using stolen material to then line paint a council estate which has been recently tarmacked. We watch, observe, gain evidence in the form of video footage, which is all admissible in court. It's all time date stamped. And we gain all the imagery of them painting lines and road calming measures on this newly tarmacked council estate. Once they finish that, the lorry drives away. The operatives remain covertly following this lorry, where it goes to an industrial estate. Unfortunately, we're not able to get into the industrial estate. It's quiet because it's a Saturday. If the operatives were to drive in there or walk in there, they would be seen, and they certainly wouldn't have a shelf life, so they wouldn't be able to sit there for any amount of time. So once again, One of the attributes we've spoken about in a previous episode is investing in kit. The operatives had a drone, thinking outside the box, threw the drone into the air, and they were able to watch and evidence through gaining video footage once again of one of the employees on the lorry loading the stock from the lorry and into another vehicle. We're then able to follow that vehicle away to a home address, all evidenced, and a successful deployment. So at this point, we are keeping our client up to date with what's happening. Whether a police involvement is required or not, in this instance, it wasn't. But then within 24 hours, we package all of this evidence up, which may be used in a tribunal or a criminal or family court. In this instance, it would have been criminal because it's theft. And we hand it over to the client. So a corporate investigation, which can then be acted on. The outcome, employee was sacked. And the line painting company who received the stolen goods, we were able to prove through auditing that there'd been six of the thefts. So they were invoiced for the thefts. All the police would be involved. So everyone's happy. Titan conducts these corporate investigations on a day-to-day basis. This one being a theft. It might be absenteeism. It could be anything. But we are professionals in corporate investigations. If we can help you with a corporate investigation, then please visit www.titaninvestigations.co.uk or give us a call at one of our offices closest to your location. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Simon Henson, MD of Titan Private Investigation Limited here at Derby. We would really, really appreciate a thumbs up if you enjoy this content or subscribe to this YouTube channel, Titan PI TV. Till next time, thank you very much. Speak to you soon.